Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Preparers class. I believe that USA Preparers is the longest running 5 day a week, 2 hour a day broadcast on the subject of preparedness. I believe it is. And we've modified our format for the Corona Panic, such that you may call in with information that you have that you'd like to share. David in Illinois has already done that this morning. Peggy Gawley in Missouri has done that this morning. Gwyneth does it. That's what we do anyway, but you're invited to, if you have information to share, to join us. Here's some information that I just found out. And because I'm preparedness-minded, I expect things like this to happen, but I don't like it when they do. So I asked my wife to call my pulmonologist's office. They're closed for 2 weeks. Now, if you think that you can depend on others, you may not find that that is the case. So do I want my insurance representative to go play golf? No, because if I need him, I need him. And I don't want him playing golf. I really would like it if my doctor had regular hours and was here, but he may be sick. He's a pulmonologist. He may have it. I don't know. I'm not speculating. I'm just saying these are possibilities. Or he may be with family. He is Asian, so he's probably really concerned about his own family. Here's something else. Menards. Joey sent me this. Joey in Michigan, USA Prepares instructor, sent me that Menards headlines. Fox. This is Fox2Detroit.com. Michigan Attorney General sends cease and desist letter to Menards, you know, the big box store Menards, over price gouging. They've received 18 complaints from customers or consumers alleging face mask, bleach, and other products have been marked up, despite the Attorney General restricting retailers from this practice. Now, it goes on to say that bleach is normally $2.54 and now $4.99, so it's doubled in price. Okay, and so some people are really disappointed in Menards. Now, here's my take on this. What do you do? Well, if you need it, you can buy it. Okay, and then what you do, and you use a credit card, and then what you do is you call your credit card company and you file a dispute. And you say, this is illegal, this is price gouging. And that will cost Menards $35 because you made that call. And they're going to have to debate that with you. Now, Menards is probably not going to spend the time to fight with you over that $2.50 roughly of the, you know, doubling of the price for the bleach. So you're going to win and you're going to get the money back. That's what you do. Now, you may lose. You may lose. But I don't think so. I think you're going to win these, and if enough of us do it, companies like Menards will knock it off. They'll knock it off. Now, Menards is having a lot of trouble anyway, getting supplies, and they're doing what, you know, what capitalist organizations do. They want to make money, and that's how they're measured, by how much money they make. Well, I find that offensive that they're doing that, and in my world, when someone, you know, during the 1973 Arab oil embargo and gas went way up, I noticed who was charging, who was gouging customers, and I never went back there. Never. And those businesses end up usually failing because of the gouging tactics during the, you know, they make short-term gains and it hurts them in the long run. So, just a few thoughts, Gwyneth.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. And I think that, I don't know Mr. Menard Sr., but I'd say that you can generally judge people by how their children turn out. And we've got a nickname for Paul Menard around here. We call him Mr. Clip and Flip.
So, you're talking about the race car wannabe, right?
Yeah. Can't win a race, honestly, so he just, you know, does something that's likely to kill the other driver. But we're not talking about that particularly today. I would like to give some information. I got this information off the Alex Jones show yesterday. And Alex Jones was taking a holiday in a particular small town just outside of Texas. And he came on the radio and he said that he had to leave that small town immediately because his staff informed him that the police were in the process of setting up roadblocks on this small town, which is just out of Texas. For his own safety, he didn't disclose his location. But it seems that they're beginning to cordon off towns in Texas. So, he made some inquiries and he found out that their objective was to basically lock down Austin, which of course is the state capital of Texas. So they are beginning to lock down towns. The blue team are beginning to, in Texas, lock down towns, for the purposes, apparently, of quarantine. But this is going to destroy the economy.
It will. It will destroy the economy. And
people will starve.
Yeah, our Secretary of the Treasury said, there's no recession today. Now he's saying, looks like this is like 2 days ago. No recession. That's not possible. Now, and we challenged him on that, and we said, no. It's not like there's no recession possibility. We are already in the second Great Depression. That's what I said. Those are my words. We are already in the second Great Depression. And now they're saying, well, you know, we're going to probably have one out of five lose his or her job. Now, the Depression, the first Great Depression, about 25% were unemployed. Now, we can't believe anything the government tells us. So when they tell us there's 5% unemployment, that's a lie. There are a lot of people, there are people working two and three jobs because one won't make it. One job's not enough. So people are working two and three jobs, and they say there's about 5% unemployment, and the economy is really roaring. That's nonsense. So when the government says one in five or 20% will lose their jobs, that really means like 50% will lose their jobs. Because really, people are going. Peggy Gawley, who was on the air with us this morning, she called in. What she did not say is her company moved her from her office, where I used to be able to go to visit her, whenever I felt like it, you know, whenever I had an appointment. I could drop in and say hi whenever I felt like it if she was there and stick my head in and say, hey, Peggy, just want to say hi, see you, bye. Or I could make an appointment and visit with her in her office. I could do that. She doesn't have an office anymore that's viable because they closed down access. She's working from home. No one's going into her home. She's at the end of a computer and a telephone. That's what's happening across America. Anybody who can is being told to go home and work from home. I'm talking about bankers. I'm talking about realtors. I'm talking about anybody who does not have to physically be there all the time. They're going home. Now, pretty soon, the companies are going to say, you know what? We're not doing so much business anymore because people aren't buying what we have to sell, services. They're not buying services so much. So people are going to get laid off from that, too. That's where this is going. So we're headed toward, I believe, 50% unemployment. I believe that people are going to lose their jobs. They're going to not be able to pay their mortgages, their credit card bills, their car payments. There's going to be a glut of cars on the market. And it's going to be tough to get gas. I mean, everything is in collapse mode as I see it. I don't see anything good. There is no good news as I see it. None. Let me give you an example. I'm just going to read some headlines. Australia prepares a second stimulus package. Canada closes the borders to its borders to foreign travelers. New York State closes schools for 2 weeks. The Dutch Prime Minister says experts believe most citizens will catch the virus. Most. House leaders postpone return to Washington indefinitely. U.S. airports seek $10 billion in government assistance. Trump tweets, will powerfully support industries like airlines. Major League Baseball, opening day indefinitely delayed. New Jersey reports 80% jump in infected people. Italy reported another 3,000 plus cases. France orders people to stay home for 15 days. CDC says employee tested positive. The White House released new national guidelines to stop the virus. San Francisco earmarks $10 million for those who miss work due to the outbreak. Maryland governor bars utilities from turning off service for non-payment. See, that's another thing that's coming. Water, utility. Natural gas, utility. Electricity, utility. Those things are going to be shut off in about 45 days for non-payment, because the companies that buy and resell electricity and natural gas aren't going to be able to pay their bills. This is a domino effect that's going to take, you mentioned 10 years, Gwyneth, I'm thinking 20. I'm not trying to disagree with you. I've been saying that when this happens, it's going to be 20 years. I've been saying that for at least 10 years, at least. My number has not changed. This is really, really serious, and the GDP doesn't get it. They don't get it. And right now, doctors and nurses are going to work. They think that's a good thing to do. At some point, they're going to think it's a dangerous thing to do. And they're not going to go to work. And no one's going to make them go to work. Now what? So then you go to a hospital and they have 50% staff, 25% staff. And then those guys are going to get sick and they're not going to go to work. Pretty soon, people are going to realize that going to the hospital is a place where you're going to get really sick. My grandmother said it back in the 70s. She said, whatever you do, don't send me to the hospital because that's where people die. Don't send me there because I'll get sick and die there. She was right.
She was right. Yeah. And she might have been old enough to remember the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918.
Absolutely. My grandmother and grandfather came to this country from Italy, and I have the trunk, the steamer trunk, that they put everything in. One trunk. You take whatever you want. It's got to fit in this trunk. That's what they did. So they started over. And that's why I'm so angry about this, because my grandparents really had a hard row to hoe. And my parents did better. And my wife and I did better. And now it's all collapsing. All of the work from, and our children. So we have four generations of my family that worked really hard, didn't take vacations. I mean, my grandfather retired at about 80. 80. Not 65, 80. Worked really hard. And all of that work is going down the drain because of the nonstop greed, me first, people who are in this country. And the filthy, disgusting rich. It's disgusting how much money they've accumulated. They don't need to accumulate that much money. We'll be right back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Plunge Protection Team is working really hard, scratching their heads, trying to figure out how come they can't fix the market. I'm talking about the Dow Jones Industrial Index. It's down 1,268 points right this moment, almost 6% down for the day. Class, this market is manipulated. Yeah, well, it's been open for, let's see, been open for about since 9 o'clock, but it's down 1268 points, so they've got some time to reverse it. It's erased all of yesterday's gains. The day before it was down just under 3,000 points. They cannot fix this. No matter what they do, they can't fix it. All the components of the Dow Jones Industrial Average are down except for one, Walmart. Walmart is up 7.03%. All the other ones are down for the year to date. Seriously.
Wow.
Gwyneth, what do you have? What would you like to share with us?
Okay, what I would like to share with people is the real magnitude of where this is headed. Okay, I think I mentioned earlier on that we're not just heading for the Stone Age, because people in the Stone Age were actually pretty clever. They could take a rock and turn it into an axe, okay? Or they could take a piece of volcanic glass, obsidian, and they could turn it into a knife or an arrowhead. And they could tan skins. They could track wildlife to, you know, so they could go hunting, and they could domesticate animals like wolves and turn them into dogs. And in the later Stone Age, they could, you know, domesticate horses, this sort of thing, which was kind of like the exit out of the Paleolithic Age, was, you know, when people began to ride horses. They, you know, pretty soon after that, everywhere around the world, within a few hundred years of people figuring out how to ride horses, they developed a bunch of other technology as well. And, you know, this is it. We're not just heading there, because most people can't ride a horse. Most people can't tan a skin. Most people can't make an arrow. Most people, like I said, they can't tie their shoelaces. We're going to see a complete collapse of everything. Can I make a comment? It's not entirely negative. It's just a comment about one of the ads that was on. Would that be okay, Vincent? The one about growing vegetables.
Okay, yeah, if it's positive, you can, but it's, Gwyneth, just so yeah. The class realizes, I bite my tongue sometimes, actually, when I hear ads that are not, that I don't think make sense. And I don't comment on them. But if it's a positive comment, yes, you can do that, because it's a kiss of death. Commenting negatively on an advertiser will get us thrown off the air.
My advice is to put in a garden. I agree with that ad. I fully agree with that ad. Okay? You need to put in a vegetable garden, and you should buy their seeds. Okay? Now, that said, I know from vegetable gardening myself, it takes years of experience to learn how to grow vegetables. I know that because I am a vegetable gardener. And it has taken me many, many years to really figure out how to grow vegetables, particularly in my climate, which is semi-arid. Okay? And I would say this year, for the first time, we're going to get something like a decent crop out of our vegetable garden. And I have been here for 7 years. Okay? And the first vegetable garden you put in, no matter how good your seeds are, you will probably lose the crop because you won't know what you're doing. And not only that, every pest under the sun will descend on your vegetable garden, and they will eat it to smithereens. You'll get locusts, caterpillars, slugs, whatever, you name it. They'll all descend on your vegetable garden, and it'll be heartbreaking for you because you'll see them devour the whole thing. And then the predators will move in, okay, and they will begin to eat the bugs and the grubs and the caterpillars and the locusts. And you have to have the patience and the understanding to let nature take its course.
We'll be right back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With confirmation yesterday that West Virginia now has a confirmed case of coronavirus, it means all 50 states have been infiltrated by it. And Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York City is predicting the numbers there are going to skyrocket over the next few days.
But we're going to top 1,000 today, undoubtedly. We're going to be at 10,000 not so long from now.
Basketball superstar Kevin Durant now among four Brooklyn Nets to test positive for the virus. In Utah, there's reported widespread damage across the northern part of that state because of a 5.7 magnitude earthquake this morning. Video on social media showing brick and stone on the ground from several buildings in downtown Salt Lake City. The governor, Gary Herbert, urging people to avoid that area until the damage is fully assessed. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to the
heater...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, on Friday, it'll be just me for 2 hours, and I'll be... telling you some tips for preparedness and survival. I think this corona panic will cause, and these are my opinions, family stress. That means infighting within families. You know, people saying, I'm going to do this, and maybe the parents saying, no, you're not. And then young people saying, oh, yes, I am. I have a right to go out and do what I want to do and live my life. I believe that's kind of a scenario that's going to play out in a lot of households. I think neighbors are going to fight with neighbors because some neighbors will have reckless behavior, and those who are trying to be very careful are going to witness the wastefulness, the me-first attitude, and it's going to frost them. So I think there's going to be neighbors fighting with neighbors. I think there's going to be gasoline rationing. I think there's going to be food rationing. I think there's going to be more restricted movements, lockdowns, curfews, and possibly martial law. I believe there will be a financial collapse. And I believe that all is the precursor to the second American Revolution. Some might call it a civil war. So I think that's in the cards. Gwyneth, do you think I've lost my mind?
No, I think at the moment that is all what you have said is more or less baked in the cake. And rationing is becoming a matter of course here in Australia. You know, the supermarkets have responded to the toilet paper thing by some stores saying maximum of 2 packets, some stores saying maximum of 1 packet. Other stores saying, you know, the maximum of 1 bag of rice. Now, what's a bag of rice? A bag of rice can be anything up to 10 kilograms, you know. So obviously people are going to buy the bigger bags before the littler bags. This is what people are doing. And, you know, it's, oh, my gosh. People, whatever you do, if I could give all the class out there one piece of advice that they should absolutely follow, you need a marketable skill. That means a skill that makes you valuable. If you can grow vegetables, if you can learn to grow vegetables, for instance, you can grow vegetables. If you can, you know, learn to knit, let's say you're more or less an invalid and you can't do anything much outside of your chair, you're in a very, very bad situation. But maybe if you can knit and you can get a bunch of, you know, balls of wool and you can learn to knit or crochet and you can make people hats and blankets, then you can trade them for food. I don't know. That's just an idea for somebody out there who's more or less housebound.
Well, that's what my grandmother did. My grandmother did exactly that. I still have, you know, those winter hats that she would knit for me. I still have them from the 1950s. That's what she did.
That's
she
right.
She made mittens. She knitted sweaters. She sewed. She got material, and she would make shirts and all kinds of clothes. That's what people did back then. My grandmother was not alone in doing that.
Yeah. People used to do that. And this is a skill that often people took up when they began to feel themselves not quite as healthy as they once were. Okay? And as for myself, I've managed to accumulate a lot of marketable skills over the years, and I can pretty well look after myself, bless the living God. But for example, today, this evening, I rode my horse for the very first time. I think I mentioned a few weeks ago that I bought an unbroken horse, and I've been working with it. It's called groundwork, basically establishing trust, establishing, you know, that I'm the leader of the herd and it needs to listen to me and that this horse should love me and depend on me and et cetera, et cetera. But this evening, for the very first time, I put a saddle on that horse. Oh, it wasn't the first time I saddled it, but for the first time, I got on its back and actually went somewhere on this horse. I've been on its back before, I've saddled it before, I've put the bridle on it before, but this evening, for the very first time, I got on its back and gave that little kick and made it walk forward. And you know something, Vincent? That's a very, very special skill to be able to do that and to be able to do it safely without getting thrown every 3 seconds. You know, hardly anyone can do that. Mostly when people think about breaking in a horse, they think about behaving in such a way that it would just about break your neck. I'm not interested in having my neck broken. Okay? The way that I break horses, hardly anyone does, but it produces an extremely reliable, extremely docile, but when that horse needs to go, it will be able to go. You know, and that is a skill that I have. Not everybody has the same sort of skills, but maybe in the future I'll be able to trade that skill for something that I need. You know what I mean? That makes sense, doesn't it? And this world that we're heading into, you have got to develop a set of skills that you're going to be able to trade for things that you haven't got and that you need. And whether it's weaving baskets or making hats or breaking horses, growing vegetables, you know, it really doesn't matter. If you've got something that other people, a skill that other people are going to want, that is going to make you a useful member of the community, that is the best thing you can do, and that is going to give you the best chance of survival in this new emerging world. Because we are going into an apocalyptic state, okay? We are going, and by apocalyptic, I mean, you get your Bible out and you read the book of the apocalypse. It's right at the end of the Bible. It's also called in a lot of Bibles the book of Revelation. And that gives you a pretty good idea of where we're headed, okay? And it's really, really bad. What I can see, okay, is that within 10 years that 90% of the population of the world are going to pass on. That's not only from the coronavirus. I don't want anybody out there saying that I say that 90% of the world's going to die from coronavirus. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the coronavirus and all the cascading effects, the fact that people can't get their heart medications and psychiatric medications and blood pressure medications because they're all made in China. I'm talking about the fact that the guy perhaps who, like you say, runs the oil refinery, dies or is very ill and can't run the oil refinery, can't produce diesel fuel in your city. There's fuel oil to run all the people's heaters. You know, it's the fact that, you know, people are not going to have the skills to be able to light a campfire or a bonfire in their backyard and not burn down the whole neighborhood. You know, it used to be when I was a girl, this was just 30 years ago, that everybody knew how to light a bonfire safely and they would keep themselves warm. When Archie was alive, we used to light a bonfire every night out the back of our place. Yeah, it was a rented house, but it was in a poor area. And to help to keep everybody's bonhomie up and to help to keep us warm, because the house didn't have, well, it had a gas fire, but the gas fire was expensive to run and we didn't have much money. So we'd light a bonfire out the back, and none of those bonfires ever went out of control. But they provided bonhomie and they provided a community spirit within the family. Because we had a lot, my husband Archie, I had a lot of stepchildren. He had a lot of children. I only ever had two children, but I've got lots of stepchildren, okay, which are his children from previous marriages. And it created a community spirit within the family that helped keep the family together. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It does. It does. Gwyneth, I'm looking at the news right now. You mentioned the blue team. In this is from CBS News, national news here in the United States. CBS News on the internet saying that in precinct number one in New York City, there are 31 officers out sick as a result of the coronavirus.
Wow.
17 more.
I knew that would happen.
17 more are feeling symptoms. 31 plus 17, 48. That's almost 50 in one precinct. Now, what happens when the rest realize that they've been exposed to the ones who have tested positive for coronavirus in the precinct? And what about the prisoners? And what about those who are arrested? And what about those who are in the holding cell? And what about the judges? And what about the attorneys and the district attorneys and the assistant district attorneys and the clerks? The list is endless. This is really, really serious. class, don't do anything stupid and get arrested. Because if you get arrested, you're going to be confined with people who have the coronavirus. And it can kill you. Don't speed. Don't do anything to frost the blue team. That's my recommendation for right now. I'm so frustrated.
And you might not have to do anything. Because I've got far more exposure to this thing than you or I will ever have. So, you know, you can't expect the protection of the angels of God if you've been misbehaving yourself. And that's just how it is. I'm talking on a spiritual level here, okay? I believe that if there's any copper out there who's been doing the right thing, that he will have God's angels protecting him, and that he will be able to go about his business safely and not get infected. But I believe that this coronavirus is going to take out a lot of blue team members, and it is going to be karma. We're operating on a spiritual level. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yes, it does. And here's what's happening, class. Christian County Health Department in Missouri, state of Missouri, suggested to all the churches, you need to not have services, postpone your services. Okay? Makes sense, right? Well, the big gun, praise the Lord, the James River Assembly of God, this place, I've been there. They've got a McDonald's in there. They've got athletic facilities in there. This is like, this is not a church. This is a business, in my opinion. Well, they've defied the recommendation. They're going to have services. They have a weekly attendance of around 15,000 people. God's going to protect them. So they think. They've defied the order. Wouldn't that be something if the James River Assembly of God has to make the news where they've infected 15,000 people? What would you do, class, if you were a member of that church and they said, no, we're going to have services and you have to attend? What would you do? We'll be right back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investment we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Maybe Piers Morgan is using some of the verbiage that we've been using here at USA Prepares. He says, if coronavirus killed the young people like it does the old, we would have shut down society weeks ago. So at least the dumb, selfish millennials like Vanessa Hudgens can stop partying and wake up. So what's happening is, he's talking about spring break and all these dumb millennials bending over and showing everybody their butts and doing all this risky behavior, pulling their tops off. I mean, all this drinking and orgies and these stupid people that very few parents would be proud of. They are saying, I'm important. Look at me. Look at my picture. Look at my selfie. Look. See how important I am. See what fun I'm having. They're just morons. And there's a gal who hosts the Today Show, and she is hosting it from her basement because she has a sore throat. So she's hosting. Her name is Savannah Guthrie. I don't watch TV, but she anchors the Today Show from her basement at her home after coming down with a mild sore throat and sniffles among the coronavirus panic. Years ago, I was on the Today Show. They did a special on technology in Virginia, and it was based on some technology that I built. And that was back in 1993. I might even still have that video somewhere, but it's on a VHS tape. That's my experience with the Today Show. Well, Gwyneth, it's very serious. People aren't paying attention. They think it's just going to just blow over. A radio broadcaster told me, I marked it on the calendar, he said it's all going to blow over in 3 weeks. And, you know, I called him and I asked him if he had any plans for his broadcast. This was over a week ago. And he said he didn't know what he was going to talk about. And I said, I can help you. I'd like to talk about preparing, what you need to do right now to get ready before the panic really gets in full swing. He didn't want to talk about it. So what does that mean to me? That means to me that I don't have as many friends as I used to have. And I find it really offensive. And he may actually take action against, if he hears what I'm saying, he may actually take action against me for saying this. But I, you know, how do you trust someone? who is not willing to warn their audience. How can you trust someone because this is so serious? Let's talk about politics instead. Let's talk about the theories surrounding on how this got started. That's not important. What's important right now is surviving it. And I still say it, and I maintain it. People who are wasting time, and I'm sure it's in many, many households, trying to get these young people to stay home, to say, look, you can't go out because you're going to infect mom and dad and grandmother and grandfather. You can't go out and do stupid things. It's serious. And yet they go, yeah, but I have a right to do it. Okay? Well, what do you say? You say, you know what? I love you, but if you do that and you leave, you can't come back. You can't come back because we're not going to let you kill your mother, your father, your grandmother, your grandfather. We're not going to let you do it. It's reckless. It's happening all over the world. Gwyneth?
Yeah, I would agree with you. My son wanted to go to a party about a week ago. I said, I forbid you. I explained to him why. He said, yeah, but there's only going to be a few people there. And I said, I don't care. I forbid you from going to that party. You know, you could sneak out, but you would lose honor with me. And that was how I dealt with that. Now, another thing I wanted to quickly cover, because I'm aware that we've only got a few minutes left. I have people that I know in this area, friends of mine, who have bought land and houses in this area as a retreat location, okay? And I want to say to everybody who has bought lands and houses in remote areas as retreat location, you should be at your retreat location now, okay? I am astounded at the number of people, at the number of empty retreat locations in this area at the moment. I know the people who own the land. I know the people who own the houses, and they're not there. They haven't gone to their retreat locations yet. And I would urge everybody who has bought real estate so that they could get out in the event of an emergency and have somewhere to go. You should be at your retreat location now. And if you are not, then you're a fool, because they are locking down towns and cities in the United States now. The police are setting up roadblocks, and particular towns and cities in the United States. It was reported by Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show yesterday that they are doing this in towns around Austin in Texas. And, you know, if you don't leave now, if you are now at your retreat location now, you may not be able to get there. So you need to leave. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yes, Gwyneth, that makes sense. And that's the discussion we've been having off the air with people who we care about. We've been saying, you have to leave right now. Not tonight, right now. And yet there are people who won't do it.
Tomorrow may be too late.
That's exactly right. Gwyneth, thank you very much. May God help us.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.